June, you did a recording for ECM Records called Quercus.
Quercus.
And that's
right.
Also like the band is called Quercus?
The band, yes, yes. It means oak tree. It's the Latin name for the oak tree.
Yeah. And you're playing together with a saxophone player and mm-hmm. a pianist.
Yep.
And this is, how to explain it, it's very reduced. Like only two instruments, one voice. And
but a piano is an orchestra in itself, in the right hand.
Yeah.
And so, actually, can be a saxophone when it speaks. And Ian Ballamy is a master of making the saxophone speak. It is another voice. So really, it's two voices and a piano. But one of them doesn't speak words.
The reduced, I wanted to say, because there are a lot of more quiet pieces on the recording, and I had the imagination of a white bow. That you're beginning with a voice, for example, and using, like you have in Middle Ages, this organum. What was the inspiration for this recording?
Well, it is a recording of a live concert, for a start. It is how we play when we perform live. It's to give every nuance of each instrument, if you count the voice as another instrument, a chance to speak for itself. Mm-hmm. The most important thing for me about a song is the words, the meaning of the words. It's not noises, it's not background music, it is a story in a song, in the form of a song. And the piano and the saxophone each reinforce the telling of the story, but without words, doing it through music. And that's what the performance is all about. Yes, it is minimal, but I like things like that. You experience everything individually and collectively with just those three things, the voice, the saxophone, the piano. And the story is told. And that's the most important thing.
The storytelling, this means you're also in a big tradition on the Isles.
Songs
that tell
stories.
Because old ballads are also telling long stories.
Yeah.
So this was your inspiration also?
It's the thing that makes me still sing after 40-plus years of singing is the fact that the words of songs can be so strong. Sometimes they tell a whole story, like a ballad, beginning at the beginning, ending at the end. Sometimes, and this is where for me a song can be like a short story, it drops you into the middle of a story and you experience a very short flash of what's happening, and from that you use your imagination to work out what came first, what happens next. Very often, it's the visual power of words also. Painting a picture. Imagine each song, not every song, but most songs, like a film in your head. And as the words of the song unfold, you see the pictures in your mind. That's, for me, the kind of song I want to sing. And many of those songs you'll find on that album.
But in this case, where is the idea coming from to use jazz moments, I would say, to do this combination of jazz moments
and folk? I've been doing that I began working with Hugh Warren, the piano player, 27 years ago. And Hugh is a jazz musician. And I found that because he had no preconceptions about traditional music, he could be very imaginative, very free. It brought new dimensions to what could otherwise be quite straight. And from there, I worked with other jazz musicians, and I have always done that, really, for the last 25 years. The last time I was in Swedish Hall was with Hugh and Mark Lockhart, saxophone player, and Mark Emerson on violin and viola, playing, again, this... It's not a fusion is a much abused word when it comes to music and food, comes to that. It's just taking elements that can be free and expressive and putting them to a very good use.
But it's also giving you more freedom, I think, for the emotional part.
I think so, yeah. Yes, because they respond very much to the... And because they are very good at improvising, they can respond to what the words of the song are saying and to what I'm doing with them. So it all comes to create something that is much greater than the minimal content might seem to suggest.
So you will also try to improvise with a voice?
No, because I don't improvise lyrics and I don't sing. I don't make noises, I sing words. So I get the easy bit, I sing the words.
Yeah, it could be, you know, because of the freedom that you follow only on syllabum.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. It doesn't seem right to me. Other people are very good at it, but it's not my way of doing things.
So what are the stories about on this recording?
Well, there's always quite a bit of love gone wrong, love not working out, the human emotions, the mistakes that people can make in relationships, and that can be in a folk song, it can be in a jazz standard, it can also be love triumphant. Yes, the song Lassie Lie Near Me is about the power of love lasting through all kinds of difficulties and still being alive when you think it won't be. And the song All I Ask of You is about the power of love that can go beyond death. That's something that can be very reassuring if you're in dreadful circumstances.
But there's also influence from your own life?
All sorts of things, yes. We all make a lot of mistakes. And sometimes it's good to know that you're not the only one. Songs can do that for you. Very reassuring.
You can express better, I think.
Well, yeah. Or else you use your imagination.